Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 2, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Afrexim Bank, Sterling Bank launch, Payables Finance, in Nigeria. The African Export-Import Bank, Afrexim Bank, has collaborated with Sterling Bank to introduce a new supply chain finance product, Payables Finance, in Nigeria. Alternative Payments launches DP Max. US-based Alternative Payments has announced the launch of its open banking platform DP Max, aimed at simplifying the payment experience for customers. Blue Yonder acquires One Network for US$839 million MLN. Blue Yonder, a player in digital supply chain transformations, has announced its intention to acquire One Network Enterprises, One Network, for around US$839 million, subject to adjustments. RBC completes HSBC Bank Canada acquisition. Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, has completed the acquisition of HSBC Bank Canada in a bid to expand the country's international banking capabilities. Qatar Islamic Bank launches Himyan National Debit Card. Qatar Islamic Bank, QIB, has rolled out the Himyan Debit Card, a national initiative by the Qatar Central Bank, QCB, to foster a cashless society and facilitate transactions. Worldline extends its partnership with Asda. France-based digital payments firm Worldline has extended its 16-year partnership with UK-based supermarket group Asda. Visa launches Visa on Venmo and PayPal. Visa has announced the launch of its Visa Plus solution on Venmo and PayPal in order to provide US-based customers with optimized cross-border payments. La Rev partners with Talipay to adopt a cashless payment method. Bangladesh-based fashion and lifestyle brand La Rev has partnered with Talipay to introduce a cashless payment method across its stores. Rubrik to file for US IPO. Microsoft-backed data security software vendor, Rubrik, has announced its intention to list its shares in a U.S. initial public offering, IPO, riding on the wave of companies turning to capital markets after 2 years of slowing down. Citibank partners with Bcash. Citibank has announced its partnership with Bcash in order to launch Pay Later, a collateral-free digital nano loan solution for customers and clients. Nuvei to be taken private by Advent International. Nuvei Corporation has announced a definitive arrangement agreement to be taken private by Advent International via an all-cash transaction. RBI to set up Digita to combat illegal lending apps. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has proposed to set up Digital India Trust Agency, Digita, to tackle illegal lending apps, verify approved ones, and promote transparency. AT&T suffers data breach impacting millions. AT&T has suffered a data breach. Personal information belonging to 73 million current or former AT&T customers has been exposed online. Hakoku Bank launches bank deposits-backed stablecoin. Japan-based Hakoku Bank has launched one of the first stablecoins in Japan backed by bank deposits. Blockchain Zion raises US$25 million MLN in Series A. Zion, a blockchain designed for widespread acceptance, has announced a successful fundraising round of US$25 million from investors. IFC partners with DBS. IFC has announced its partnership with DBS in order to launch a $500 million facility and promote trade flows in global emerging markets. Advent to acquire Nuvei in $6.3 billion deal. Canadian payments firm Nuvei is set to go private after agreeing an acquisition deal with a private equity firm. Rakuten to merge fintech units. Japanese financial services conglomerate has announced plans to consolidate its various fintech divisions into a single unit. Embedded finance market to be worth $22 billion by 2028. The market for embedded finance is forecast to grow by 148% over the next 5 years, according to a recently published study. US and UK sign agreement to regulate AI models. The governments of the UK and US have signed what they claim is the first international bilateral agreement to regulate the risks of artificial intelligence, AI, models. Santander hires former Marcus head Swati Bhatia to lead US digital charge. Santander's US arm has hired Swati Bhatia, the former head of Goldman Sachs Marcus business, to lead its retail operations and lead a digital transformation program. ValidMind raises $8.1 million for AI risk management platform. ValidMind, an AI and model risk management platform for financial services, has raised $8.1 million in seed funding. Lloyds Bank invests 3 meters in PropTech startup. Lloyds Banking Group has invested $3 million in Coagit, an innovative fintech designed to connect all parties involved in the homeownership journey. Indigita and Promatea launch ESG e-learning course. Swiss regtech company Indigita SA, in collaboration with the global advisory firm Promatea, announces the launch of a new e-learning course focusing on environmental, social, and governance, ESG, scoring. Nutmeg survey shows increase in personal saving. New research from Nutmeg, the UK's largest digital wealth manager, reveals a positive picture when it comes to the nation's personal finance habits. Informatica launches AI data management platform in KSA. Informatica, the enterprise cloud data management leader, today launched its AI-powered intelligent data management cloud, IDMC, in Saudi Arabia, a first for the kingdom. nCino launches new upgrades to its consumer banking solution. nCino has launched new upgrades to its consumer banking solution, aimed at providing bankers with the needed tools to interact with clients securely and efficiently. Paytronix report: first party ordering spurs revenue growth. US-based digital customer engagement provider Paytronix has published the 2024 Paytronix online ordering report, showing that first party shopping increases revenue. Connex Pay names Ben Peters CEO. Connex Pay, the world's first all-in-one payments platform, today announced the appointment of Ben Peters as Chief Executive Officer. Peters brings more than 2 decades of experience leading and scaling global payments and vertical software companies. Bangladesh's Mutual Trust Bank introduces biometric cards. Mutual Trust Bank Limited, MTB, in Bangladesh is launching biometric payment cards based on IDEX Pay, the biometric solution from IDEX Biometrics. Asda extends Worldline deal. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, announces the extension of its 16-year partnership with Asda, the UK's third-largest supermarket group, to deliver a full omnichannel payment solution, for an initial period of 5 years. Adyen partners Adobe Commerce. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, is partnering with Adobe Commerce to deliver flexible online and offline payment solutions to global enterprise merchants operating on Adobe Commerce. BLME appoints Paul Shamilovich Chief Revenue Officer for Digital Bank Nomo. BLME has appointed Paul Shamilovich as Chief Revenue Officer for its digital bank, Nomo. Paul is a highly respected figure in the industry, and comes with a particular focus on leading business growth in the digital platform space. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.